Democratic Party that challenges for power and holds significant electoral space in our parliaments. And the other is a generally higher trade union density, that is the proportion of workers in our labor markets who are organized and part of a union, particularly in the private sector. Unfortunately, however, while we may have higher trade union density and a modest, you know, social democratic movement of some sorts, right, Canada still failed to crack the top 20 countries when it comes to the rate of collective bargaining coverage as a proportion of total employment. So for decades, then, employers have been increasing profit margins by cheapening labor via subcontracting, offshoring, converting full-time jobs to part-time jobs, temporary work, automation, and especially as of, you know, most recently, misclassifying direct employees as independent contractors. So oftentimes, employers and governments have worked hand-in-hand to rewrite laws and regulations and to strengthen greater rights for employers and investors with fewer for workers. And of course, unions challenge this power imbalance by creating a presence in local labor markets that can create kind of a countervailing force. We might call this a reverse Amazon effect, which has a tendency to bring down wages. So, I mean, part and parcel of rebuilding a workers' movement, a force capable of labor, is rebuilding our labor movement.
That's the same issue we have here. Listen, we've run out of time, but I want to thank both of you for your work on the living wage and for joining us and explaining it. And it's my hope that that will also stimulate people listening and watching to move forward and fight for something like that. Thank you again, both of you. And to my audience, thank you for your attention. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Members, this year, the month of June brings three different election activities to the network. We urge you to vote, and you can also run as a candidate if you choose. First, the nominations period for the 2021 Local Station Board Delegate elections is now open and continues through June 30th. Second, starting on June 7th, watch for an email, postcard, or paper ballot to vote in the bylaws referendum. Be sure to vote by July 7th. Third, a proposal to amend Pacifica's Articles of Incorporation has been published for your review. For more information about all of these important choices, visit elections.pacifica.org and leave a voicemail at 510-933-0320.
This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. The previous program was Economic Update with Richard Wolf, heard Wednesday right after the WBAI Evening News on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Now stay tuned for Off the Hook coming up. It is now 7 p.m. Stay tuned.
And you're listening to radio station WBAI New York. The time is 7 o'clock. Time for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. Oh, they live on for the best, just take the worst. I hope that's understood, but then they know.
We'll be right back. And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Wednesday evening, joined tonight by Kyle.
Yes, yes, I made it.
Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
Rob T. Firefly is very far away. Why is that?
Rob, I don't know.
Get a little closer to the microphone,
better?
Perhaps. Yeah, that's better. That's better. And Gila, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. Yeah. What, you have a new microphone there? Is that it? And it's a nice low-sounding microphone.
Both.
Okay. Well, and Alex, haven't forgot about you.
I am here. Good evening, everyone.
Great. Well, I won't lie. You know, it's been quite a week for me. It really has been. This has been probably one of the pivotal moments of my life. It was. How do I say it? It was the week I got verified on Twitter. I am Twitter verified right now. Yeah, and I got to say, first of all, no disrespect to anybody here. I mean, if you see me less, there are other people now that I talk to. That's just life changes. That's how it is. But I got to say, it wasn't an easy path to get there. You know, I've been on Twitter for about 25 years now, and you know, it's hard. It's hard sometimes. And when Twitter reopened their verification process after several years, by the way, I just applied when they closed it off last time. So my application was actually being processed when they decided, okay, no more. Maybe that's what spurred it. I don't know. But when they opened up again a couple of weeks ago, I was among the first to say, okay, here we go, and filled out the forms and all that. And then I got this notice, this computerized notice saying that this account does not meet the criteria to be verified. And I was beside myself. I could not accept it. It was a total denial. This has to be wrong. This can't be happening. This can't be real. I mean, Twitter, no, you got it wrong. This is a mistake. It's gotta be. And, you know, I thank everybody for their support, for listening to me. Because after that, I grew to accept the decision. I was basically, makes sense. You know, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve to be verified. And then after that, it was interesting to see how it progressed, because after that, I became thankful. I was thankful to Twitter, and actually kind of apologetic for even questioning them in the first place, because you can't really question. It's an email. It's a machine, and it has its reasons, and you can't really second guess that. And I feel bad for even having attempted to do that. I just felt like this is the signal I need to improve my life. You know, yeah, sure. I've been publishing a magazine for 35 years now. I've been doing this radio show forever. I've made a movie, put out two books, and I thought that was enough. You know, I thought that was enough to qualify me as somebody worthy of note. And Twitter, thank you for telling me that it wasn't. And for making me push a little harder. You know, now maybe I'll return Mel Gibson's phone calls and make that hacker Western we've all been wanting to see. You know, maybe I'll put